So hello, this is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for a very special Spirit Sundays edition of the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And this past week was just an interesting week. I was blessed to bring into my company several new authors, and we had major conversations about getting our books going. And one of the things that showed up for me was that it's like the concept of conclusion and the concept of choice. And where does conclusion stop choice? That's what showed up for me. Because if we've concluded something has to be this or that, or it has to impress this person or that person, then we're basically not choosing anything. We're just being in a behavior that it's like formed and shaped by all the expectations of everyone around us. So what could you do today that would be very different from what anyone might expect you to do? What could you be today that's different from what anyone might expect you to be? That, yeah. Are you willing to make a change today towards everything you've been saying and asking for that no one will expect that you would make? Are you willing to just start fresh again and have a brand new day begin? You know, that's the challenge, because we all get stuck in these little ways of being that are like, one of my authors was writing about it one time is, you know, your car is used to driving in a certain pattern. And what happens is the road becomes rutted in that pattern. And so when the car starts choosing a different way of being, it doesn't have that rut. It doesn't go smoothly in circles the way it normally did. And so it's treading into all new waters. And in that expansion, there's absolute discomfort. And so we might mix up discomfort with, this can't be the right choice. You know what I'm saying? So today I encourage you to get out of your comfort zone and really step up into some new choices that you haven't made yet. And then ask yourself this question: what could bring me extreme joy today? Yeah, that. What does that look like for you? Is it going to the beach? Is it getting your hair a different color? I don't know why that showed up. Is it making connections with people that you haven't made yet? Is it asking something of yourself that you have not yet asked? And then any place that you've judged yourself less than others, could you just take a little peek at that and see if that came from a pattern that was born up in your family? Right? Yeah. Where were you in the hierarchy of your family? And could you change all of those relationships? Yeah. And then if you're working on a book, because a lot of my listeners are authors, start asking the book questions about genre, who would like to help, what it would like to say. What's the personality of your creation? If you're in a creation or a book, what's the personality of it? Is it impish? Is it mischievous? Is it hysterical? Does it take itself seriously? Is it the be-all, answer-all to everything? Is it like, just give your book a little bit more personality and give your creations a little bit more space to be different and fresh. Yeah, that energy. Thank you. I'm so joyful that you're listening today. Let's go ahead and just picture yourself making seven new choices in the next week that you've never chosen before. I don't know what that is, but doesn't that sound like a great challenge? So go about your day, have a beautiful day, and see if you can invite yourself to make seven new choices in the next 7 days that you've never actually made before. That's my challenge to you. And have a beautiful Spirit Sunday. Thanks for coming.